It's time for Advice Line. Call now at 800-866-8883. That's 800-866-8883. Here's your host, Roy Masters.
Hello, hi. I had a nice first hour. I talked about a simple technique that's we now deliver. Not so much, although you can order CDs, How Your Mind Can Keep You Well. But those CDs' names will be changed to a more appealing name to people that you want to give this as a gift. How Your Mind Can Keep You Well was always very successful in the 60s. And the book of the same name. But stress is what it cures. But the point is, it doesn't say stress. It says how your mind can keep you well, so that gets shuffled with all the other kind of mental healing books. So I came up with the idea of cure stress, because that's what it does. That's the purpose of my information that's in this little device that looks like a credit card and with a 10-hour battery time and rechargeable with earphones, little muffs. That you can put all this in your top pocket, especially to give it to a veteran or a soldier in the field, because he can't possibly carry a CD player, almost a record player, is how far back I go. Or a computer. And besides, it makes a handsome gift in a little box. Call my office, 800-877-3227, would you please? And Monday through Friday. Then, if you'd like to take a look at the device, we're almost sold out of them, and they've been all the ones that have been pre-ordered and haven't arrived yet, any day now. But we sold most of them already. 1,000. We ordered 1,000. And they have to be manufactured, and we had to make sure the fidelity was just right. It took a little while to communicate between here and in Hong Kong. So don't be disappointed, because we couldn't make it here. It's only made there, as far as I know, anyway. And if somebody makes it here, please step forward. Okay. Now, 800-866-8883. Would you like me to help you with a problem? I'm about to launch on a different subject. If you don't call and have a specific question, and this is often, I often do better as a listen program. I can go for years, you know, and not say the same thing. But in different ways, maybe, because all of your problems have one root anyway, and there's variations of that theme. As you get sicker and sicker and sicker, it's layer upon layer upon layer, so there you've got symptoms that upon symptoms upon symptoms, and every time you cure a symptom, you're living longer, because you haven't dealt with the root. So eventually you have to take, God knows, 25, 30, 40 different pills to regulate your system, which is ridiculous. Your dog does better than that. There's a bit of wild animals. They don't need doctors. If they can get away without being eaten, they have a nice long life. So, except human beings. Human beings are really sick. And especially in America, where we don't know how to deal with all the stresses that is coming down on us and is being put on us, so that we become subservient, so that we adapt to it. We will adapt to it like monkeys. Or like Pavlov's dog. We will adapt to it. The whole idea of the administration is to keep you upset all the time. Everything the president does is to keep you upset. Promise and don't deliver. And laugh and just don't give in. And pressure, he doesn't respond to pressure. You respond to him, because he doesn't respond to you. He has all the power. Why should he respond? But there is a power in all of us that can defeat all that and get your country back. But you have to do it on a smaller level first. So I don't think we're in danger of losing to communism immediately, but what you need is to understand what the game that's being played, the psychological warfare game that's being played, and it will be, so that you can have your health and not become dependent upon welfare or Medicare. I mean, it would be better that you're healthy and don't need any medicine till you go to a ripe old age of 100 and then lie down and say goodnight to everybody and go and come to your Creator. But it's not the way it is at all. I'm not going to, you know, if I may just strike out for a minute, I'm not going to be one of those people that that has tubes up my various orifices and, you know, and try to hang on to life for all it's worth, which isn't much in that state. I want to live a life of courage.
Call Roy at 800-866-8883 between the hours of 9 p.m. and 11 p.m. West Coast time.
The foundation of human understanding teaches an observation exercise, often called meditation, which permits you to become objective toward your problems and allows your heartaches, bad habits, fears, and anxieties to be completely eliminated from your life without effort on your part. Until you have begun to practice this exercise, much of what you see and hear on the following program may be shocking and upsetting to you. But if you will listen calmly and with an open mind, you may discover the key to the peace of mind and joy for which you've been searching all of your life. And now, from the foundation of human understanding, here is Roy Masters.
Okay, so I'm looking for, you know, people to talk to, some people that will pull things out of me. It used to be so different in years gone by. Americans were so difficult. They were easy to talk to, and they were quickly willing to make, humble enough to admit their faults. And I have wonderful tapes, thousands of them, stacked away somewhere, you know, on four tracks on tape. Hey, I know it, 53 years with. And you can see the difference in the way people call. I was just on one station, and I could fill the Shrine Auditorium. I got 200 stations. I don't know if I can fill a room. Isn't it? You can't hear it. You're so spoiled. You got so many. Even the poorest people are rich compared with people in Sudan. They got enough money to sniff dope. So we are a very spoiled country, and we have sinned a lot. And last night, just a bit before it's worth department, it seems like O'Reilly and Sean, when I start to be brave enough to say things that no one's ever said on radio before, they seem to follow me the next day and say, have the courage to do it too. So I'm the leading edge of what's being said. And so I never hold anything back. And if O'Reilly was talking about, you know, they're attacking Christmas now. And he began to talk about the fact that he thought that Christians are a little bit too easy. And that's not his words, but a little bit too feeble. Maybe that's not his words either, but he's dead right. That's the reason why we're losing this country, because of we literally turn the other cheek and allow ourselves to be attacked. There is a way to deal with pressure. See, the Bible says something about that. And then I was talking about pressure and stress. But pressure is stress. And if you are not saved, a Christian should be saved. A Christian should not be, there's nothing more obnoxious than a feeble Christian or a bully Christian. They're both no damn good. What we need is something in between that's gentle, mild, strong, but doesn't take any crap from anybody. Excuse me, is my eye hurting your elbow? Attitude. That strength that says, no matter how small you are, I've taught my grandchildren, and they're karate, that don't take anything from anybody and just be strong and in your center. And when the kids approach you and you do not react with fear or anger, either one will get you, they will back off. And that's a great defense. And if they don't, you got the other one. But as a young person, as I got older, as you notice, my people are afraid to call me. In the 53 years, nobody has called to argue with me, except those who did ended up agreeing with me or sort of semi-apologizing. For instance, if I say, emotions are your enemy. People who run on emotions, people control other people's emotions, don't want to hear that. They also don't want to believe it, because emotion is an emotion like anger and frustration is an opiate. It's a cheap opiate. You just draw from your natural strength, and you get weaker as you become more judgmental. Or if you can upset somebody, then you draw from them. They yield to you their life force. All right, now, we are talking to Rhonda from Las Vegas. I was going to talk to you about cancer, but if not today, tomorrow. But I will begin today, depending upon the number of calls we get. 800-866-8883. But don't all rush at once. Rhonda in Las Vegas. Hello, Rhonda.
Hello.
Hello.
I was driving. I was in the house. I was just having like a vertigo attack. That's what he was telling me to talk
about. Is that like falling?
Well, you don't fall, but your equilibrium is off.
But explain what you call the symptom of vertigo.
Well, my vertigo is where the room gets starts to spin.
The room does what? I didn't hear that. The room does what?
The room spins. You know, it's like
the room's
spinning.
Oh, you get like giddy.
Well, the room is spinning.
You're dizzy.
And then there's vomiting, and then you get constipation.
Who gave you the diagnosis? Who gave you that diagnosis?
Well, what happened was is that that's what was happening to me. And
No. I asked the question. Who gave you that diagnosis?
Well, it's kind of interesting. I was sitting on the sofa, and I hear.
No, you didn't tell me. You didn't direct. You're not being direct with me. I want to hear who gave you the diagnosis.
I'm trying to answer you.
I don't. I'm not interested in you sitting on the sofa.
The voice of the Creator.
The Creator said to you, "You got vertigo."
No, the voice of the Creator told me to go and have a food allergy test.
Okay.
I did that, and when I stopped eating the foods that I was diagnosed as being allergic to, it got better.
Okay. So why are you calling me?
Because it came back again, even though I stopped eating those foods.
That's it. So therefore, it was a little excitement, something you believed that would help you. It did. But you were basically mesmerized into thinking that it would. Let's say it gave you relief. But so therefore, it's good to eat good food, don't get me wrong. But that means you haven't got to the root of the problem. And the root of the problem is always, without fail, your emotionality, your upsets, your irritations, your judgments. How does the word judgment fit? Silent.
I really don't know how it fits right now.
No. Do you know what it is to judge somebody?
Yes.
Well, that's judgment.
My judgment is basically one only thing that honestly that I can say that I'm guilty of judging.
What?
Honestly, it's the human race, the leaders of the world, basically.
Yeah, but how does that help you?
Well, it doesn't help me. I don't.
Well, how does it help them?
I don't get off on judging it.
Yes, you do.
No.
The judgment comes with an emotion. It comes with anger. It comes with resentment. It always does. And if you want to play with me, okay. But I'm, you know, you're not easy to talk to.
I'm a very easy person to talk to.
No, you're not. You're all over the place.
Okay, go ahead.
So, judgment, are you resentfully judgmental to all the leaders and what's going on in the world. Are you resenting all that?
I don't like the way the planet runs.
No. The question is, do you resent it?
Of course.
Are you annoyed with it? Are you irritated with it, right?
Of course I am.
Give that up and your vertigo will go away. Unless you want to keep it and go on spinning. That's the only thing that's wrong with you. But the trouble is, you don't want to give that up, because when you judge, you have a conscience, a bad conscience. Something bothers you. And so and that's caused by judgment. The book says, if you're a Christian, judge not, lest ye be judged. That's not only by others, but by God himself. So the tendency is, every time you judge somebody, or everybody, the whole world, it's up to God to judge the whole world, not for you. It's not your world. But the point is, every time you judge, it supported the sense of worth that comes from what puffs you up, is an emotional reaction called anger or resentment. And that, it makes you more guilty, because revenge is God's, not yours. And so judgment is his, and you judge to stay ahead of what's becoming your conscience. So you're addicted to judgment. And no. So you cannot see anything wrong with you, because what will the truth that's following you is judging you. But it feels like judging you because you're doing the judgment. But it feels like judgment on you when it really is. It's a God's attempt to communicate with you and say, hey, it's mine. Step aside. It's my job. So now,
I can agree with that part that is being.
But you can agree with it. But can you agree with it? But can you give that? Can you are willing to give up your judgment? Because giving up judgment will give you a lot of pain to begin with. It will make you feel very, very, very guilty at first.
I hear what you're saying, and I believe what you're saying is true. But I don't believe that I've answered your question correctly, because I'm trying to make that fit with me. And it's not.
No. Okay, you're trying to make it fit. Let me talk to you again. Listen to what you just said. Do you judge? Are you resentful when you judge somebody? Yes or no?
No, I think I don't know if it's judging. I think.
Goodbye. Nice talking to you. No, goodbye. Have a nice life. She won't admit to emotion. In other words, there's nothing wrong with her, no matter what you say. I'm right on target. And on target with you, ladies and gentlemen out there. Are you judgmental? Because everything that's wrong with you is that. Everything that's wrong with you. Everything that goes wrong with you is that. Resentment. Annoyed. Irritated. Peeved. You know, it leads to a severance, a disentanglement, an uprootedness from your ground of being, and transfers the control over your life to the spirit of the world and people. Now, come on, Americans. Isn't it time for you to wake up? So, am I getting a call, otherwise I'm going to go on to the subject matter. Is there anything there? Okay. So, I have spent my afternoon rewriting something I wrote about 20 years ago. IDS, Identity Displacement Syndrome. He sounded like a psychiatrist. The Secret Cause of Cancer. I thought I'd start off with a nice savory illness, you know, and it's caused by disability, dependency, and dread. Disability from reacting to stress. And reacting to stress eventually will compromise your immune system, but in the following ways. And here we go. So, solve it. It's cancer I'm talking about. But I may not discuss cancer or use that word for a little while I get to talk about the root. And solving the riddle of cancer is like assembling the pieces of a jigsaw puzzle. If one has all the pieces, or at least most of them, it's only a matter of collation and then observing the form of the missing parts. I believe that my calling allows me to take any of the acceptable discoveries of science and come to different conclusions based on a different way of observing the evidence. There's another way of looking at it, see? And the conclusion here is that a typical cancer can result from a precession or possession. I almost said it wrong. Possession. In other words, cancer is not just a disease, most cancers. There are some that does not fit this like from the sun. But most of them, most cancers are the evolution or the survival of other illnesses that you've survived and but not survived it, got medicine for it, perhaps, got by with it for some reason, but sooner or later the ultimate disease, if the others don't get you, this one will. And you wish you'd have died from the others because cancer's so ugly. There is a way of surviving it, however. Not only that, but becoming a better human being because of it. Now, so my conclusion is, and I have proof of it, there's a lady sitting in my office that recovered from it 20 years ago, and we just had a little talk on the radio, but she works for me now. She's my art director. She's very good at what she does. So the conclusion here is that a typical cancer can result from possession, meaning you have another identity. It is a displacement disorder, a displacement of God with something else unspeakable. And it takes shape in you in a way that will follow. Now, some people, including many eminent psychiatrists and researchers, will never confront an alternate reality within, preferring instead the security of their faulty conditioning. In other words, we treat the conditioning and the symptoms and never deal with the cause because nobody wants to look at the cause anyway. So it's too hard to be a doctor. If I was a doctor, and I'm just as good as one for most of them anyway, because I can do more cures with what I do than they can with their medicine. I have the missing part of medicine. But if I was a doctor, if I couldn't get them to face their fault, I would send them to another doctor and let them mess, because I don't want to mess with a person who will not face his fault. I'm not going to get pile medicine upon medicine upon medicine. It's not my thing. Mine would be a holistic meaning. I get you to become centered first and give you a little medicine just to hold you over, see, that if you need it. But I will persuade you, I will sit down with you and show you how you wouldn't need it right away, like I could do now if I want to, if I have someone call me on that subject and I can sense the receptiveness. Anyway, denial that I'm talking about is a pervasive all-to-human propensity that lies at the heart of all human suffering and tragedy. All too many people would rather be dead than wrong, but they're not going to be dead and wrong. And little do they know they're going to be dead and wrong and dead and wrong until they die. I just want to emphasize that. You know, why do cancers occasionally go mysteriously into remission, while for many others it does not? That's because perhaps the difference is the individual's spiritual mindset that lies beyond the grasp of most contemporary religious people or scientists. And the answer to most illnesses lies in the soul and beyond the scope of intellectualism of psychiatry and most of the other healing arts, which also don't work. Disease can be a negative effect of environment. That's what it is. The fact that animals respond to environment, and that's natural for them to me. There's only a certain amount of reactions, and that becomes directions. And it is a fulfillment from reacting to pressure. That's how they grow. However, what mostly ails us is due to our collective malcontent, a spiritual disconnect from our common root, so that everything must be made right there first. Cancer is clearly a physical disorder sprouting from a cause and effect sequence, from a stressed and broken spirit, mentally, emotionally, and physically, in that order. See? So it has a root. So suffice it to say, to make a synopsis of that, is to say that animals do well reacting to stress because there is no other calling and no other choice. Human beings reacting to stress become animals in conflict with their humans. Say it again. Humans who react to stress are revealing their failing nature, their sin nature, if you want to, that is a slave of that reaction. And the more you struggle with it, the more you think you can save yourself, or even save others from it, the more harm you do to yourself and others. There is a "you'll be all right" sort of thing is a bloody lie. It doesn't mean to say they're going to be all right. You can assure everybody they want, but it doesn't mean to say it's true. As long as you're a stressed out person, you can't help a stressed out person. A drunk can't help another drunk. A person asleep can't wake up somebody who's asleep. Maybe they can, they snore loud enough. But you get the point. So, you might get this copy of this program, because it will be available eventually in our newsletter. I think it's $50 a year, and there's 6 issues. And usually we have very long, decent articles in there, like this. And we're mostly ad-libbing around it, but it's an article. The problem with most science and most scientists, especially in physics and medicine and cellular biology, is the mindset of researcher flows from one conclusion away from the common sense reality of what I've been talking about. They see everything as beginning with the Big Bang physical cause and effect origin, which implies a no-fault better living through chemistry, which is, it is sickness. The whole country is on medication. There's hardly anybody who isn't. And that is that. And medication is to become dependent on anything is a hypnotic state. Look, let's show you a beginning. You've seen the Excedrin headache commercial, maybe. You haven't seen it for a while, but you are familiar with it. So a person's got Excedrin headache, which means they cure the aspirin in the Excedrin, that's the brand name, will cure the, help relax you and cure the headache. I get that. But suppose then the school teacher or mother, and in both scenes they had commercials like that, the real reason is you can see that the stress of the children in both cases, the stress of, you know, being a home alone mom, is affecting them emotionally and causing conflict and anxiety. And so aspirin is good medicine for some things, but not for that headache. I had one of my grandsons say, "Grandpa, I'm going to take an Excedrin." So he was just using it, he gave another name for it. As I have a headache, I said, "Hey, come back. I just become aware of the headache and see what emotions that involve you. Are you been upset by something?" "No, I don't think so. But I'll think about it." He came back 10 minutes later. "I didn't take that aspirin, Grandpa. It went away." That's the idea. What if he took that and took it like, well, it doesn't everybody. It's the beginning of the rest of his life. In other words, it has a hypnotic effect. It makes you feel better. Everything that makes you feel better begins to own you. A little at first, a lot in your end. Right back.
your secret weapon against stress. It's the Cure Stress device. Use it anywhere, privately. Fits in your shirt pocket like a credit card. It's so simple, it works effortlessly, and it's endlessly rechargeable. Listen as needed to overcome pain, fear, and stress. And your children will love it. Leave it lying around. When they see you become happier, they'll become curious, pick it up, and the magic begins for them. Order now your secret weapon, the Cure Stress device, an MP3 player with Roy Masters' Be Still and Know, Overcome Stress, Overcome Fear, and Overcome Pain. Order now. Go to FHU.com or call 1-800-877-3227, regular business hours, Monday through Friday Pacific Time. Or visit the website. That's FHU.com. Call 1-800-877-3227. It's the Cure Stress device. All for only $49.95, shipping included in the United States. No matter what your age, no matter what your issue, whether it's pain from a traumatic experience or pain from a terrible accident, whether it's fear left over from childhood or fear about the future, and stress, no matter what kind of experience you have, stress can leave a mark on you that you can never seemingly get rid of. Stress can leave a mark on your mind, on your body, and your soul. Now you no longer have to allow those conditions to persist. It's the Cure Stress device, and it's now available. Simply call 1-855-CURE-STRESS. That's 1-855-CURE-STRESS. Or go to curestress.info. That's curestress.info. Order your Cure Stress device today and make sure you allow the children to hear it. The kids will love it. It will change the way they look at life. Order now at 855-CURE-STRESS or go to curestress.info. Order your Cure Stress device today. Order now. Go to curestress.info. Hi, this is David Masters. I remember when I was younger that my dad told me a story about when he was a child. He said one day, when he was very young, he looked out the window, and it was a foggy day, and he saw people, like shadows, walking down the street. And at that moment, when he was perhaps 4 or 5 years old, he had a realization. He thought, there must be more to life than this. To quote Henry David Thoreau, the mass of men lead lives of quiet desperation. If you're one of those people, you will need to read the book From Despair to Meaning and Happiness. And this is what my dad wants you to know. You want relief from your nervous tension and guilt feelings? You want solutions to your family problems and sex problems? You want to stop smoking, drinking, and overeating? You want happiness? But you'll never find what you're seeking until you discover the hidden cause of your trouble. And that cause is allowing people to upset you too easily. The name of the book is From Despair to Meaning and Happiness. And if you use this in conjunction with the Be Still and Know exercise at FHU.com, your life can begin to change and turn around tomorrow. It all depends upon you. Go to FHU.com and buy the book From Despair to Meaning and Happiness, or download the book, or write to P.O. Box 1000, Grants Pass, Oregon, 97528. That's P.O. Box 1000, Grants Pass, Oregon, 97528. If you've ever thought to yourself, there must be more to life than this, now is a good time to read the book From Despair to Meaning and Happiness by my dad, Roy Masters, and learn how to use the Be Still and Know exercise at FHU.com. That's FHU.com. The name of the book is From Despair to Meaning and Happiness. And if you use this in conjunction with the Be Still and Know exercise at FHU.com, your life can begin to change and turn around tomorrow. It all depends upon you. And now, let's return to Roy Masters on Advice Line.
You're listening to Advice Line with Roy Masters. Call Roy at 1-800-866-8883.
Hello. You know, if you're enjoying what I am speaking about this evening, first hour and the second hour, by the way, this program repeats itself from 11 o'clock onwards into the next day, from 11 o'clock at night. And it goes on repeating itself every 2 hours, all the way till we do our program on the next evening. And if you're listening on the next evening, some people do, you need a call about your if you have a problem, just call me and go to my website, FHU.com, FHU, Foundation of Human Understanding, and go to archives, so you can listen to archives if you want to, or listen live at 9 to 11 West Coast time, okay? Now, I was saying that the problem with scientists and in physics and medicine and cellular biology is that the mindset of researchers flows away from basic common sense reality. Look, you don't have to go to school. I have never been to school. I'm intuitive. I can't learn like other people do. I don't want to learn. I don't want to be shaped by anything. And that I think that's true of all kids that have survived individuality and survived losing their individuality by the school system and the pressures of their parents, which is terrible, terrible, dangerous. Both, you know, the teachers and the parents. The parents know not what they do, poor creatures. But they destroy their children. They destroy their individuality. And so I never lost mine. And so I left school when I was 12. And I got a trade. But that gave me, you know, good living so I could follow my heart, which I did. And I've written a very comprehensive book on gravity-driven universe. And I tell you, it's the unifying field. The energy from the unifying field. You need to read that. It took me 27 years to write it. But it will only take you a couple of hours to read it. And it has a philosophical... It's a two-part... One is hard physics. You know, I've practically never opened a book on physics. I had to have someone to help me. My friend Steve Groh, he helped me to sterilize it, so make it, put the right words, words that speak the same, the language of physics, where I didn't have it. So that worked very well, but it all fit together very nicely, because everything's common sense. And so illness became common sense. And not only is that, I went through trial and tribulation. I went through four operations, and they would have killed anybody else, but I recovered from all of them in different ways. In other words, my body regenerated. And just recently, a lady who is now almost, she's 68 now, and but she came to me years ago, and I fired her three times, but I saw something very good in her, and I wouldn't let her go. And she does the editing, and she's taught herself. I respect all that at that age. But she had diabetes, and she was taking insulin for years and years and years and years. I've known her, overweight. And all of a sudden, she finally got what I was saying. I had kept her around. I kept her on the payroll around for two reasons, because I saw good in her, and I saw that nobody else would help her. And I just knew I was the one. And so I did. And it was worth it. It's a wonderful ending. I don't want. She eventually married the husband that she divorced by mistake, by being foolish a long time ago, and they're living happily ever afterwards. It's really, really neat. But anyway, and I was presiding over that wedding, and it does my heart good. But the point is, she had a little problem. She had this diabetes. She should be ready for a heart attack, or some kidney problem, but she felt a little ill. She went to the doctor, but the doctor was amazed, because about 2 months before her feeling a little uncomfortable, she was diabetic, and then but all of a sudden she was able to let go of all that food, and do the exercise, and stay to that diet with a very good mindset that she didn't have before. She was very emotional. All the years I've known her, it took that long, because she was beaten as a child. She can't hear today properly. She does the editing with a video so you can see the graphs on there. So she does a pretty good job. But the thing is, she can barely hear. She has these ear plugs. Because of the terrible beating she has as a kid, you have no idea what people have to go through. And this one took a while. But the doctor said it's amazing. With the diabetes, as long as she had it, and the insulin, which she doesn't take anymore, she said blood was perfect, the heart was perfect, everything got better. She said that regeneration right under my nose, right there. All right. Now, before I go to my callers, my subject matter, is there a caller? Because I don't think I'm going to take any. Okay. So I don't know what that blinking light is. It's a blinking light. I don't like blinking lights. I keep thinking there's a caller. You know, I'm praying there's one at least out there who likes to hear what I have to say. But I'm going to say it anyway. And, it's going to be a listening program. And so I'm set up for that. I just want to, one more thing before I start again. There's this device I've discovered that is something new, in that it's a small credit card size computer that is thin and as small as a credit card. It's got my picture on it. It says Cure Stress. The book title, How Your Mind Can Keep You Well, is going to be changed to Cure Stress with my picture on it, rather than just have a sunrise on there. So you might think of that book. It's got a beautiful cover. It's have an absolutely beautiful cover. Stunning. And with all kinds of accolades on the back, soldiers, generals, psychiatrists from Walter Reed Hospital on the back of it. It's the cover is absolutely delightful. Anybody would want to pick that up. It's a wonderful gift, but don't buy it yet, because it'll take 3 days. We're going to be uploading it to Amazon, and it takes 3 days to replace the other one, which is the same book. Just want to let you know. You can still buy the same book if you want to, but you might wait 3 or 4 days because it's much prettier. And then people will say, hey, what's that? I got stress. See, stress is the disease of the country right now. But it sprouts every kind of different disease, each one worse than the other. And so we get to cancer. So I said, so surely it's more fruitful now to consider that human beings have faults. And that a faulty regulation system that is responsive to the environment and less to common sense. See, animals don't have any inner direction. They are outwardly oriented, and the pressure, like the fish that swim in ponds, they have their sensitivity to environment. We couldn't live in a pond. They're adapted there. And they breathe and have their being down there. And so that's what a fish is. And there's different kinds of fish, each having a different function, which keeps their place in the pond. You know, some creatures clean up, are bottom feeders. But the thing is, they don't have a system of decision-making except to react to things. That's it. And their reactions, run or fight, sink or swim, whatever it is, doesn't take any consciousness. See? So the decisions are just, they're rather limited. And they can do no better or no worse. But so the animals reacting to environment, it's good for them. But human beings reacting to the environment means that we are out of control. And something ominous is in control. So simply said, the human race is out of control. And we'd better understand what that means before it's too late to save our souls and our collective souls from the guy at the top, who isn't what he appears to be. From this assumption and many others, I make my case for the cause and cure of cancer and most other diseases, mental, emotional, and physical. I find it difficult to believe that we can regulate rogue elements of our sick natures with those debilitating plethora of chemistries. You see, those wild animals, as I said, if they're not eaten alive, they live to a healthy, disease-free, ripe old age, many times our own. And I am a person witness to this that can happen in our recovery mode, in our redemptive mode. As I said before, my four-way bypass failed and I grew new arteries. And a few years later, the front of my car disappeared, as I mentioned before, so in case you haven't heard of this. And then I had heart failure from my front of my car disappearing. But within a few weeks, instead of taking those water pills to take the water out of my ankles, the water wasn't gathering there anymore. I was better. I've been better ever since. And during those times, I took just one kind of heart medicine, as I mentioned before, and I want to bring it for again because it's very important. Now, fast forward 15 years after the surgery, I have a good blood pressure, an average of 106 over 60, which is good for my age, almost 85. And I slowly began to feel that some weakness was growing, and I was getting a little bit worse for about a year. I was getting very tired, and my legs wouldn't work very good. But then intuition kicked in. I began to be shown that perhaps the medicine, that single medicine I once needed that was good for me, was in the way of my own immune system, and I figured that I will wean myself away from it, and bingo, I was right. 1 week after weaning myself off the medication, I'm an 85-year-old man running again, and I can swim 3 miles. And don't you see what I'm trying to say here? What I'm trying to say is that your medicine can get in your way of getting better. If your faith is in medicine and not in looking at what's wrong with you and coming closer and closer to the door and knock, and it'll be opened unto you. Look, call my office for this cure stress device, this little credit card size computer that has earphones and recharges. It comes in a little box. 855 cure stress. Remember that. If you can't remember anything else, 855 cure stress. Or 800, if you have a pencil, 800-877-3227. There's also a website. That's easy to remember. Remember this. Curestress.info, like information. But info, I-N-F-O. Curestress info. That's it. And order it. We have a pre-purchase sale. In other words, you can get three. Instead of paying $49 for it, you could get three of them for $104, I believe it is. If you call my office or check the website Cure Stress Info, it will validate that price. Three for the price, very, very low, and introductory price, and the shipment that's coming in will almost be sold if you don't hurry. Okay, now I have a caller on the line in a few minutes, and from Dublin, California, and I will take that call, and I will not talk about any more about this article, which will be not Sunday morning talks, but in the newsletter. A newsletter is $50 a year, and it's six issues bi-monthly, and you won't be sorry because it's just full of 16 pages of good stuff. And a lot of it brought forth from many years ago. My writings were much better. I'm not very good at writing now. I've said it all. I've got thousands and thousands of papers, and I could make 100 books. But who's going to read them? I've got 13 books up on Amazon, and that should be enough. But selling them is one thing. You know, it used to be, many years ago, when I first started, I remember the first week hardly anybody called, but it was only 15 minutes, and I was amongst a bunch of preachers, screaming preachers on a little tiny station. But after a while, within 6 months, that 15-minute turned into an hour program, public service, thanks to the station manager who became my lifelong friend. And 6,000 people would come through the turnstiles, pay what they want. See, on Shrine Auditorium, Wilshire Boulevard. But as Americans become less American and less virtuous. That really says it, doesn't it? Then they didn't want to hear anymore. It becomes harder and harder to hear because there's more and more things to take your mind away from the pain of being sinful. You know, you can text message, 100 times a day if you want to, and that's addiction. And it's just, it focuses your mind away from the stupid jerk you are. You know, especially for text messaging, so you can't even relate to anybody normally. You have to, so while they stand next to each other, you have to text message because you don't know how to talk to them anymore. I don't think anybody knows how to talk to me. I was wondering why people can't call on this program. There are people who can call, but may not need me so much. Anyway, that address, 855-CURE-STRESS, or that's the phone number, or curestress.info, that's the website. And so order soon, please. Thank you.
You're listening to Advice Live with Roy Masters. Call Roy at 1-800-866-8883.
I will leave my article on cancer and not come to the point. But if you get the book, How Your Mind Will Make You Well, there's the last part of it, maybe 100 pages are on cancer. But don't go to that first. Do not go to the back of this book before you learn how to sit quietly and clear your mind and learn how to deal with stress, because it's too painful. I'm warning you, don't go to the back of the book. Start in the front. It's nice and simple. It starts off like, meditation is a very simple process, too simple for words, blah, 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 blah. It's very nice and easy. That's the end. That's chapter 9, and it goes on to explain why it's so beautiful. But the next chapter isn't so beautiful, because you've got to be ready to face yourself, and it's too painful unless you are. All right, now, this is a nice question. Reese in Dublin, California. Hello.
Hi.
Hiya. I almost said hiya, and then hiya still.
Hiya. How's it going? Hey, I was just listening to you on the radio. The first time I ever heard you, you sound like a pretty interesting, wise old guy.
I am. I am.
Oh, good.
Put up your dukes.
What's that?
I said put up your dukes.
Okay. I was listening to that, when that other lady called in.
Yes.
And you were saying how resentment and the like can be an addiction. And
yes.
Then you also saying, you moved on to saying that it's not good to be dependent. And now I'm kind of a traveler. I left my house, my parents' house, when I was 18, and I'm 20 right now. And I left, and I just went into the wilderness. I kind of just did my own thing, living off.
That's good.
I lived in a tent for a while, and I definitely advocate being an individual. But along my experiences, I think that there are certain things that you kind of have to be dependent on.
No. I'm talking about spiritually, psychologically dependent. I depend upon food. I have to eat, otherwise I die. I have to breathe. Okay. So there's two simple ones. So that's not dependence. It depends as if I eat more than I need and I can't get enough of it. And I stuff myself, and the more I stuff myself, the emptier I become inside. And the nearest equivalent to what's lost in the spiritual world becomes the food. And then with drugs. And then with alcohol.
Right.
See? But it's a fool's fulfillment. It's a fool's fulfillment. A stupidness.
Is spirituality also the same as the physical, though, or is it like a separate universe type of thing?
Your body sets your physical body sets astride two realms. The realm from within that animals have no access to. They have no consciousness to realize things, to change things and invent things and create things and live forever with a potential live. The way the animal lives forever is procreating. They just replace themselves. The strongest, the highest duty of an animal is to reproduce itself, to reproduce its dying self. And so human beings, the more ornery they are, the more sexual they are, the more degenerate they become.
So are you implying that we are separate from animals?
Just you've got to be kidding. Are you going to compare yourself with a baboon?
I can.
I know, but the mindset, got a wrong mindset. Because a baboon is comfortable with its environment. It only has a few reactions, and it hasn't got to make any decisions except climb a tree and eat a banana. See?
So if I have a spirituality, how come a baboon wouldn't have one?
Well,
would there have been an initial origin of my spirituality?
Well, maybe human beings are created, came about differently.
Okay. Do you believe in God then?
Well, of course. Of course.
Okay.
But I'll tell you what. I've learned to regenerate all my organs. The animals, they can't do that. But point is, most people, they degenerate. When you react to stress, like, you will find the wear and tear of being upset and reacting to pressure will look, if you're going to be the individual, you're going to have to be an individual and not an outdividual. There's a big difference between individuals that's called an individual when you're just like one of everybody else and you've got this, a sort of a modicum of common sense. And it's kind of functional for a while until the world sweeps you away. And you end up like the old people do in old folks' homes, drinking drugs, alcohol, broken homes, everything else. Animals don't have those problems. They don't have the ability to bring forth anything from within, anything new. And the kingdom of heaven on this earth. Our job is to bring forth the kingdom of heaven on this earth, and we cannot serve two masters. You can't respond to pressure like a baboon and expect to bring forth the good that God wants to put on earth through you.
Would heaven be full of just human-like beings?
I don't care what heaven looks like.
My point of that question is because then you can't question it.
I can't give you the answer because all I care about is not the reward, but my reward is doing the right thing and not responding to pressure and learning to deal perfectly with imperfect people like yourself. I'm going to go right there. Call me tomorrow because we're running out of time. All right. All right, well, 2 hours, practically all by myself. And the article I was reading from, it'll be available if you want to get a copy of, get on the mailing list of New Dimensions Insights, New Insights. New used to be called New Dimensions. It was a magazine once upon a time. But it's a very nice, classy magazine. And it has most of my stuff in it. And I'm bringing forward some of the writings of 50 years ago. And I could write better then, but I've said it all. I'm sitting here saying it over and over again and saying it. I love to say it, but I can't write it anymore. I've just finished a book on physics. And I swear to you, when the physicists start to read it, no one had find a fault with it. No one's called me, you know, a crazy person yet. I've been to lots of physics meetings and presented my theory, and then nobody laughed, mostly applauded, but, you know, I know what gravity is, and if I'm right about gravity, by the way, if I'm right, it will be the most important cosmological discovery in the human race. Because that's a mini missing fundamental force. And it's not a pull. And I prove that it isn't. And I show the magic that happens when it isn't a pull. And it all works. Anyway, go to my website, Cure Stress, 855... No, the website is curestress.info. And the number to call is 855-CURE-STRESS. Easy to remember. Get a copy of that little device that you put in your shirt pocket. And be heaven sent. I'm Roy Meister. Thank you for listening. God bless you.